This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Millions of Americans who deal with persistent pain can stay on their jobs and keep leading normal lives if they get the right treatment. Doctors are now pretty skilled at using pain medications, and they're persuading patients and police that even the most powerful drugs can be used without becoming addictive. Some doctors are promoting a new way to stop pain, a medical device that's become somewhat controversial. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
Jerry Lewis is on tour again, not with a comedy routine. He's talking about chronic pain. Lewis made a stop on Capitol Hill in Washington to support research on pain management. He explained that his interest was very personal.
I'm not here as just a spokesman. I'm here as a victim of chronic pain, who for 37 years had the kind of pain that was inexplicable, had the kind of pain that almost drove me to suicide, and I finally got relief.
Lewis's pain started with one of those pratfalls he made famous. On stage in 1965, he fell and chipped his spine. Lewis says he then got addicted to pain pills for a time. He says he didn't get lasting pain relief until 2 years ago. That's when doctors implanted an electrical neurostimulator known as a pain pacemaker. Later, back at his hotel, Lewis shows how it works.
I put the remote on the battery pack that's under my skin here.
He pulls out a red remote control and places it on his stomach, right over where the small neurostimulation device is embedded under his skin.
And then I press it, and now it's on. Did you hear that little bink?
The device sends mild electrical impulses to his spinal cord, and that blocks pain signals from reaching his brain.
Then I just use this to raise the stimulation if I need it, or lower the stimulation. I turn it on, I turn it off, and it also opens my garage door, which is terrific.
Only about 100,000 people have the device. That's compared to millions who depend on more traditional drug therapy. But use of the devices is growing by almost 25% a year. And that worries some experts in pain management, like Bob Twillman of the American Alliance of Cancer Pain Initiatives, a policy group. He thinks the pain pacemaker should be a last resort.
But it's extremely costly to put one of those in. The cost to put in either an implanted pump or a spinal cord stimulator is probably in a neighborhood of $40,000 or $50,000, which can buy you an awful lot of medications. What the literature tells us is that about 90% of patients can get good pain management using the medication route only.
Doctors are still learning how to use the pacemaker. Often additional surgeries are required to adjust it or to replace the batteries, which last 3 to 5 years. Twillman says the way doctors get paid may be driving more of them to skip the often time-consuming work of adjusting medications and to choose surgery instead.
But the fact of the matter is that it's a very lucrative thing for them to do that because they can make a tremendous amount of money from spending several hours putting in one of these devices. They don't make very much money when they sit down and write a prescription.
But Dr. Kenneth Alloh says the device can save money. He'll sometimes implant one so a patient can avoid an even more costly surgery, like back surgery.
So now, instead of just applying it at the very end when everything else is not working, I'll give you an example. We may apply it sooner. We might avoid further open back surgery with trying to use the neural stimulator.
Alloh thinks stimulation devices are the way of the future. He'll implant about 80 this year. It's still just a small part of his pain management practice in Houston. He's a consultant for Medtronic, the company that makes the best-selling device. Medtronic is also sponsoring Jerry Lewis's speaking tour. As for Lewis, he says the pain pacemaker lets him enjoy simple activities again.
Lift my daughter, hold her up over my head, play with her, run around my house with the dogs, run to the corner to get the mail, ride my bike, walk on the treadmill, swim in the pool. I couldn't do any of that stuff.
By some estimates, 30 to 40% of American adults deal with chronic pain. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.